Nathan Zagura here at the StubHub Center, where the Browns fall to 0-12 on the 2017 season, losing 19-10 to the LA Chargers. And really, the story of the game was that the Browns could not stop Phillip Rivers, 31-43, over 340 yards on the day. In fact, the Chargers didn't even punt the ball in this game until well into the fourth quarter for Travis Kuhn's field goals. Remember him, the former Browns kicker, signed with the Chargers this week. He made four field goals, and Rivers found Keenan Allen for a touchdown. That was all they needed. The Browns just could not get enough consistent offense. Now, they had an opportunity late in the game. They were down 19-10. Kizer had already hit David Njoku for a touchdown down the seam, a beautiful pass, and they were driving. They were certainly within field goal range, just about the 15-yard line of the Chargers again, down 19-10 about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. A field goal would have made it a one-possession game. DeShone Kizer rolled out left, tried to buy time, waited too long. Joey Bosa hit him from behind, sack, fumble, the ball was out. The Chargers recovered. Then he tried to find a comeback later on, but it was too late, out of reach, inside of 2 minutes, no timeouts. He ended up throwing an interception that sealed the game for the Browns. Kizer still produced over 250 yards of total offense. Josh Gordon over 80 yards in his return to action. Still looked very good, but the Browns just never got in sync against this very good defense. And as I said, their defense, frankly, could not get off the field. It seemed like every time the Chargers had the ball, they moved up and down the field. As I said, they didn't punt until the fourth quarter of the game. That's 2 weeks in a row now that the opponent has not punted in the first half against the Browns. The Browns, good news, they'll get to return home next week against the Green Bay Packers, but still, they are looking for answers to how to get this thing righted and to get that elusive first victory on the season. They'll only have four more chances. The next one comes this Sunday at home against the Green Bay Packers, who won in overtime today against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That'll do it from L.A. Again, the Browns 19-10 losers to the L.A. Chargers, and now sit at 0-12 this year. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.